The four-day conference wrapped up in the Sudanese capital Khartoum Wednesday evening after a lengthy discussion on restoring political stability, security and sustainable development in eastern Sudan. Participants also explored opportunities to reach a broad consensus between the various entities and organizations in eastern Sudan. Some conference-goers said government policy has often been used against the people of eastern Sudan despite being rich in natural and environmental resources. They said eastern Sudan continues to suffer from instability and security threats, widespread poverty and successive famines. Speaking to reporters minutes after the final ceremony, Mariama Sadiq al-Mahdi, a leader of the Umma National Party, says conference resolutions should be regarded as the basis for a development program in eastern Sudan.
It is a strategic location with vast natural resources, including renewable and non-renewable wealth. For years, eastern Sudan has been a point of ambitions for many internal and external forces. Particularly during the past 30 years, there has been a lot of exploitation of the resources in the area.
The Juba Peace Agreement signed in October 2020 stipulates in its Eastern Track Protocol that development projects and investment should be encouraged in the area. A group from the Bija community of Eastern Sudan rejected the track and called for its suspension, saying the people who signed the agreement do not represent the people of Eastern Sudan. Al-Mahdi says the people of Eastern Sudan should be allowed to speak for themselves.
It is time for us to allow the people of Eastern Sudan to speak out and say what they want. It is time for political and civil activists and the military alike to stop the claim of speaking on behalf of the people of Eastern Sudan.
Speaking to South Sudan in Focus from Kassala town of Eastern Sudan via a messaging application Thursday, Abdullah Obshar, a spokesperson of the Bija High Council, distanced the council from the Khartoum conference.
These resolutions will not address any issue in eastern Sudan. All signatories to the political framework agreement, the military, and the trilateral mechanism should know that our gravness at the moment is to suspend the eastern track and create a new environment for a political process in Sudan.
The Bija High Council had earlier demanded it be included in any discussion on the people of Eastern Sudan and called for a new negotiations with the government on issues related to development in the area. Obshar says the council will only participate in dialogue if the Eastern track of the Juba Peace Agreement is called off.
The Eastern track is the main cause of the recent crisis in Eastern Sudan. Therefore, we request for a new and inclusive negotiation forum.
In December 2021, South Sudan's chief negotiator in the Juba peace talks, Tut Gatluak, announced the suspension of the Eastern track. Gatluak said, upon reviewing the agreement with all signatories, they found the Eastern track had not been implemented due to concerns raised by the Bija community. Participants in this week's conference emphasized the rights of victims and the family members of victims of gross human rights violations perpetrated by government forces and military leaders in eastern Sudan. They said those rights must be recognized and perpetrators of past crimes must be brought to justice. Michael Atit for VOA News, Khartoum.